Leah Worrell from the Overseas Development Institute. I am here with Judith Tyson, former investment banker and research fellow at ODI, specialising in international finance. We are here at the ODI event on policy coherence and the international financial architecture. We asked her two questions. Firstly, what are the prospects for cross-border capital flows to poorest and most vulnerable countries? And secondly, what factors in international financial architecture are particularly helpful, and what are the risks in mobilising and using finance flows effectively for development in the poorest and most vulnerable countries?
Well, first of all, I'd say that the prospects for cross-border capital flows are quite strong at the moment. Certainly, the recent trends we've seen post-crisis have been very positive. FDI in particular has been steadily growing and both stable and strong. And we've also seen a lot of positive trends in bond issuances in particular in sub-Saharan Africa, but elsewhere for low-income countries. So the trends are very good. I think in terms of the risk, clearly people are talking about quantitative easing. And whether there will be a withdrawal of capital from emerging markets, and I think there's certainly a downside risk in that area. I think in particular in that area there's a risk that markets will overplay their reaction to QE withdrawal, and we could see strong capital outflows, which could be very damaging. There's also, of course, a much more stable retraction of QE, which is the scenario we'd be hoping for. In terms of things that would help mobilise flows, I think there's always, of course, two basic factors. One is the actual business prospects within developing countries today, and including LICs, which are the basic driver to pull in flows. I think within that as well, we also, of course, need to see supportive policy, both in terms of capital account management and in relation to some of the prospects that are being seen in developed countries for the senders of capital flows.